The outcome of the Treasure Hill vote in November seems to point to Park City residents' prioritization of conservation and preservation of land over development. But in 2018, the U.S. Census pointed to Utah as the third fastest growing state in the nation. So where will development happen in Park City to accommodate an increase in population? The answer, Assistant Park City Manager Matt Dias says, is at the base of the resorts.
You know, by and large, we are predominantly built out when it comes to residential development. So the two big kind of keystone pieces that you will see will be at the Deer Valley Base and at Park City Mountain Resort Base. There'll obviously be some development with our Arts and Culture District, but that's what people should really see, I would say, in the next maybe 5 to 10 years, Bruce, is those two big properties, if and when they come in, will be the larger redevelopment projects in our community for the foreseeable future.
Park City Planning Director Bruce Erickson acknowledges that there's a trend with resort-based housing becoming second or seasonal homes. He also says there's not much green space left for development, so new growth in the community will likely take the form of redevelopment and brownfield development. And the focus probably won't only be on housing.
This whole prediction of growth is kind of a straight line calculation by the governor's Office of Economic Development. And so they plot a trend line and say, we're going to grow. Well, we don't know where the jobs are. We don't know about the transportation infrastructure. We don't know the effects of the new international port at the airport. We don't understand the effects of growth over at Mayflower. So there's some other components to just building houses that our community needs to consider.
Data released in 2018 from the University of Utah Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute show that Utah's population is expected to nearly double by 2065 to 5.8 million. In the same time frame, the population of Summit County is predicted to increase by 80% to more than 70,000, and Wasatch County by 187% to more than 82,000. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.